Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This is an Apostrophe podcast production.
As we regret to inform you, the Rejection Podcast. After 2 days of rehearsal, I got fired. I got fired from the show everyone knew was going to be a hit, and it was. This was my shot, and I cried a lot. Lisa Kudrow. On October 5th, 1996, Lisa Kudrow stepped onto the hallowed stage at Saturday Night Live to deliver her opening monologue. Friends was in its third season, bringing in nearly 30 million viewers a week, and Kudrow was asked to host. But this wasn't Kudrow's first brush with SNL. Only 6 years earlier, she auditioned to be a cast member. But when Lorne Michaels flew out to LA to watch her audition, it didn't go well. In 1985, the dean at Vassar College moved Lisa Kudrow's graduation cap tassel from right to left. She crossed the commencement stage with confidence. Unlike most of her fellow graduates, she had a job lined up after college. Kudrow had a bachelor's degree in biology, one she would use to join the family business, curing headaches. Her father was a physician and renowned medical researcher, specializing in the study of cluster headaches, recurrent severe pains affecting one side of the brain. It was a field that truly fascinated Kudrow. She loved biology. Laid out ahead of her was a clear and stable career path. So she moved back home to Los Angeles, joined the California Medical Clinic for Headache, and began applying to graduate schools. One afternoon, Kudrow was driving through Santa Monica when she heard a promo for a sitcom. It was meant to be funny, but it wasn't. They hit that punchline too hard, she told the story 25 years later at a Vassar commencement ceremony. When I do it, she thought, I won't hit that punchline so hard. I'll throw it away. The thought stopped her in her tracks. Why would she need to remember how to throw a sitcom line away? Odd, she thought, but she kept on driving. Over the next few months, it started happening again, and again, and again. She watched TV shows and kept thinking, don't overact. This could be so much funnier. And just 6 months after moving home to cure the world's headaches, Kudrow left the clinic to become an actor. Her Vassar friends were shocked, but polite, she said, and her science-minded parents were surprisingly supportive. She had never taken an acting class, or been in a play, or even seen a play. But pursuing acting wasn't a choice, Kudrow said, so much as succumbing to a compulsion. Kudrow landed her very first audition. It was a small part in a play called Ladies' Room. She was over the moon. Her character's name was Michelle. Throughout the play, she and another character named Romy would pop in and out, offering silly Valley Girl commentary. Romy and Michelle were based on the 20-something clubgoers you'd find on Sunset Boulevard on a Saturday night. They were huge crowd pleasers. And after the play ran its course, Romy and Michelle were optioned as a spin-off television show. Kudrow was thrilled. She couldn't believe how easy it was to become a successful actor. So they shot the pilot. But in her own words, it was not great. It didn't get picked up. It would be the first of many times Kudrow would sit down and think, maybe acting isn't meant to be. By 1990, Kudrow was struggling to pay rent. She'd done a smattering of TV one-offs, including single episodes of Newhart and Cheers, but had yet to land a recurring role. Sporadic work meant sporadic bill payments, and Kudrow was getting nervous. Casting directors told her she was horrible, and agents said she wasn't gorgeous enough for television. The 27-year-old was doing improv at the Groundlings Comedy Club alongside classmates Julia Sweeney and Kathy Griffin. One day, actor Lorraine Newman took Kudrow aside. Newman was a Groundlings founding member, as well as an original SNL cast member. She told Kudrow she'd mentioned her name to Lorne Michaels. "You do great characters," she said. "You should be on Saturday Night Live." Not long afterward, Lorne Michaels flew out to L.A. He was looking to fill the only remaining spot for the 1991 SNL season. So he came to the Groundlings one night to watch the troupe perform. The Groundlings had a rich history of feeding directly into the SNL talent pool, including Phil Hartman and John Lovitz just a few years prior. SNL was the mecca. But as the performance approached, Kudrow's nerves started to set in. "My skits weren't big crowd pleasers," she said later in an interview with the Television Academy Foundation. "They weren't broad enough for SNL." Not to mention her Groundlings director at the time wasn't a fan of her comedy. "I still don't know how you were voted in," he would say. But she walked on stage and performed her signature characters. A-list celebrities acting altruistic on talk shows, and a funny biology professor. She felt in her bones that it didn't go well. Julia Sweeney got the part, and Kudrow was crushed. Another sign that she wasn't cut out for the business. And that feeling, she said, would last a long time. Julia Sweeney would stay on SNL for 4 years. Meanwhile, Kudrow was running out of money. Kudrow got a call for an intriguing audition. It was for the pilot of a new show called Frasier. Frasier was a spin-off of Cheers, following fan-favorite recurring character, psychologist Dr. Frasier Crane, as he moves back to his hometown of Seattle, moves in with his father, and starts a therapy radio show. Kudrow was up for the co-starring role of Roz Doyle, Frasier's tough radio show producer. The script was hilarious. The star was Kelsey Grammer. And Jim Burrows, who directed Cheers and Taxi, was at the wheel. Unlike most spinoffs, it had a recipe for longevity. And everyone knew it. Dozens of actors auditioned for Roz, including frontrunner Perry Gilpin. But Kudrow's sense of humor won over the producers, and she landed the part. "This is it," she said. "I'm set. I'm done. No more guest appearances where you're not really part of the show because you're just there for a week. I'm done worrying. I get to do what I love on the best new show ever." She was finally a regular. "This is why I didn't get SNL," she thought. It was fate. In pop culture magazine Vulture, Frasier creator and executive producer Peter Casey said this about her audition. "Lisa didn't exactly fit the mold of what we were looking for, but she was really funny. She made lines that weren't even intended as jokes hilarious." As it was a brand new show, rehearsals went something like this. The cast would do a table read. Next, the writers would watch a run-through on stage. Then, the writers would go back and rewrite anything that needed tweaking. But by day two of rehearsals, it was becoming clear that most of the tweaks were being made to Kudrow's scenes. Roz Doyle was meant to be a pistol, but Kudrow was playing her quirky. Frasier and Roz were supposed to be at odds, sarcastic. But with Kudrow as Roz, Kelsey Grammer was having to pull back his character to compensate, forcing Frasier Crane to be more meek. And eventually, it changed the whole dynamic of the show. So, after just day two, the director, Jim Burrows, pulled her aside. Kudrow was fired. Perry Gilpin was brought back to play the role, which she did for 11 seasons. Kudrow was heartbroken, not to mention mortified. Yet another sign, she thought, that she wouldn't make it as an actor. And she cried. A lot. Shortly afterward, Kudrow got a call from her friend, actor Richard Kind. He said, tongue firmly in cheek, "I heard what happened. I don't know how you get up in the morning. How do you even get out of bed, get dressed, walk out the door, and show your face?" Kudrow couldn't help but laugh, because she was getting up in the morning. She was almost entirely broke, but she tried to keep the moments of crippling self-doubt just that. Moments. So instead of staying in bed, she went out to a party. It was a friend's birthday party. She figured after the month she'd had, there was nothing left to lose. So she went out of her comfort zone and flirted with a guy she met there named Michelle. She and Michelle started dating. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The following year was peppered with more guest appearances, single days or weeks on set, and trying to make rent. One day, she got a call from her agent about another such role. It was for a second stint on Mad About You. She appeared on the NBC series once before, but her agent recommended she pass on it this time. The character, Waitress, didn't even have a name. "It's only a couple of lines," he said. "You'd have to be there in an hour, and you won't even be able to see the script until you get there." But Kudrow didn't think twice about it. "Whatever it is," she said, "I'll make it funny." And she got the part. By her second day on set, Kudrow had wowed the cast and crew. She made the few lines she was given hilarious. So the director asked if she could return for 5 more episodes. Kudrow was ecstatic. If she wasn't going to land a lead, maybe she could work her way up to a perfectly respectable recurring character. She had considered becoming a waitress in real life to subsidize her acting career. Now she was playing one on TV. And her nameless character was given a name. Ursula Bouffet. One of the writers on Mad About You was Jeffrey Clarick. Kudrow had made friends with Clarick on set. She liked hanging out with writers. Most of her Groundlings friends had gone on to become comedy writers. Clarick was dating another TV writer named David Crane, and Crane was in the process of getting a new show off the ground. It was called Insomnia Cafe. He loved Kudrow as Ursula Bouffet and told her to come audition. It was pilot season, the bread and butter of the struggling actor, so Kudrow tried for a part. It called for a quirky, new-age 20-something. The competition was fierce. Once again, Kudrow found herself up against fellow Groundlings alum Kathy Griffin. Also up for the part was a very green Jane Lynch. But the competition wasn't the biggest problem. As it turns out, Insomnia Cafe's director was none other than Jim Burrows. Remember him? He was the one who fired Kudrow from Frasier. "Oh, great," she said. "He hates me." But she decided to swallow her fear and audition anyway. She stood in front of Burrows and performed a monologue, which, Kudrow says, is the most difficult type of audition because there's no one to engage with or react to. Burrows watched her audition, didn't laugh once, and when she was finished, just said, "No notes." Kudrow didn't know how to take that feedback. Either "no notes" meant she was so good that no notes were needed, or she was so terrible that it wasn't worth giving any. She figured it was the latter, but she didn't fret like she normally would have. Because this time, at least, she still had Mad About You. Not long after, she got a call from her agent. And to her surprise, she was asked back for another audition for Insomnia Cafe. This time, to take place at the Warner Brothers lot. When she got there, she found herself in a large theater, surrounded by famous actors up for the same part. Intimidating. But she quickly realized there was an air of discomfort in the room. It wasn't customary to perform a TV audition in a theater, on stage. The bright lights didn't let you see who was watching in the audience, and the other actors weren't happy. But Kudrow said, "Oh well, She was glad she couldn't see who was in the audience. She didn't want to know which bigwigs were staring up at her. So she decided to go for it. And amongst all those more experienced actors and more famous faces, Lisa Kudrow got the part. She spent the first few days on set convinced she was going to be fired again. But she was a lead, not a guest star, not a returning character, a lead, right from the start. A dream come true, finally. She learned she was the second actor to be cast. Shortly afterward, four more joined. She continued to act on Mad About You, which, coincidentally, was scheduled to air right before Insomnia Cafe on Thursday nights. NBC thought it might be confusing for viewers to see Lisa Kudrow play two different characters at 8 and 8:30. So they decided to write Ursula Buffet into Insomnia Cafe as Kudrow's character's twin sister, an idea Kudrow loved. But before the pilot aired, the show title Insomnia Cafe was changed. First, to 601, then to Friends Like Us, and eventually to Friends. And on September 22nd, 1994, the world first met Phoebe Buffay, and television history changed forever.
So what can we learn from Lisa? Regardless of where you are on your career ladder, her journey offers two insights you can take with you. The first is that failure rarely stops anyone from pursuing a goal. It's the fear of rejection that jams on the brakes. Lisa Kudrow isn't fearless. Instead, she figured out a way to function with her fears. When she lost the Saturday Night Live audition, then was fired from Frasier, she was afraid she just wasn't cut out for the business. When the big leagues turn you down, it can feel like you've been found out, like you've been exposed as unworthy. Yet Lorne Michaels recently said Kudrow had given a brilliant audition, but he just felt the dynamic wouldn't have been right in the Jan Hooks, Nora Dunn era of SNL. But Lisa Kudrow wasn't untalented or unfunny. She just wasn't right for those particular roles. Someone once said FEAR is an acronym for false evidence appearing real. Kudrow is talented and funny. Even though she saw these rejections as the universe screaming at her to abandon her dream, it wasn't a rejection of her talent. The second insight is the value of tiny decisions. Because of one seemingly insignificant role, she ended up becoming, along with Jennifer Aniston and Courtney Cox, the highest-paid TV actress in history. That door opened when she accepted a one-off role as a waitress, a character that didn't even have a name, an incredible comedown from the rarefied air of SNL and Frasier, a role she took against the advice of her agent. She submerged her ego. That decision would lead to an important audition. Kudos to Kudrow for overriding her fear of auditioning in front of the director who had fired her. And hats off to Jim Burrows. He knew she was wrong for Frasier, but knew she was absolutely right for Friends. When you analyze Lisa Kudrow's journey, it wasn't the big auditions that kicked open the door to her dream. It was the smallest choice that led to the role of a lifetime. Don't underestimate the power of small decisions. Everything you want is on the other side of fear. Never, ever give up.
Lisa Valerie Kudrow, first Friends cast member to win an Emmy. Most Emmy nominations, Friends cast. Emmy nominations total, 14. Romy and Michelle's high school reunion, cult classic film. Married to Michelle, 25 years.
The Rejection Podcast is an Apostrophe Podcast production and is recorded in an Airstream mobile recording studio. This series is hosted and written by me, Sydney O'Reilly. Engineer, Keith Oman. Producer, Debbie O'Reilly. Theme music by Ian Lefevre and Ari Posner. We regret to inform you that this series is directed by Callie O'Reilly. Major sources for this episode are listed in the show notes on our website, apostrophepodcasts.ca/rejection. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at @apostrophepod. Coming up this season, we reject Ed Sheeran, the movie Pretty Woman, and Jay-Z. This series is executive produced by Terry O'Reilly. See you next time.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.